Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb on this throwback Thursday. All right, so let's get the good of the day because the playoffs are coming and that's good. But what's even better than that?
Well, what's better than that is something that you will find not just good, maybe not even great, but probably the best news that you've heard this year.
Yes?
There's a new sports documentary.
Oh, I love documentaries.
Coming to Netflix.
Uh-oh.
That is brought to you by the same people who created Drive to Survive.
Oh, okay. Ah, all right. Let's hear about this.
It will follow the 2022 PGA Tour season.
Oh, excellent.
And it'll feature five of the top seven players in the world. 22 players overall are confirmed for it. And we'll have footage from all four majors. Yes, I'm saying all four, including the Masters.
Man, that company does a really good job. But, you know, like all documentaries and reality shows, they you know, they'll create drama when no drama really exists.
Yeah.
They'll paint things that are maybe a little bit more dramatic than they really are. But still, I always...
Now, the bad part of this is that, you know, no Tiger, no Phil.
Yeah, guys like that are not signing
for
this thing.
But you will have Ricky Fowler, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Colin Morikawa.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I mean, Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, Xander Schauffele. So, I mean, you have some names.
Now, do you think we'll find it fascinating, the sort of everyday life of a PGA Tour golfer?
I think, yeah.
I think so, too.
I think because, I mean, you know, that's kind of like, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, this is definitely probably geared more towards dads.
Yeah,
you know, older guys who sit there and actually play. I mean, I don't know what the appeal will be for like a 20-something year old. You know, I can see your Drive to Survive. You're a race car driver. It's like fast. It's, you know, equated to movies. Like golf is very slow and patient.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we're gonna you'll be following. You see Jordan Spieth or Ricky Fowler, and they're like, yeah, you know, well, we're going to go play this golf course and jump on a private jet and
There is a way that you're going to need to promote this that is a draw. And because I'll tell you why. I have a lot of friends who are now into Formula One because of Drive to Survive. But what caught them when I ask them about it, and I go, okay, I was a little late to the Drive to Survive party, but then I watched it. And I caught it in its third season, so I missed like the first two seasons of it. But what caught their eye was the promotional video on Netflix. So if you go to Netflix and can see the trailer immediately talks about how dangerous it is. Immediately.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't say, oh, yeah, this is a glamorous sport around the world as they take some of the fastest. They literally talk about drivers going, and they show crashes. They show mothers praying. And, like, one mother is saying, I think it was Daniel Ricciardo's mother was like, I pray every time he gets in that car. Every time.
Not the one who caught on fire?
No. Yeah. So, but they show like vicious crashes where you just are like, how does somebody survive that? And there's an emphasis on the danger. So people were attracted to that. Like, I don't really know this sport, but people are could die in it. Let me just see what this is about. How do you do that with golf? How do you make it so that there's a level of draw to it than hitting golf balls onto pins?
I almost feel like you got to start off with Pink Floyd's song, Money, Money, Money.
Right, maybe that's
you know,
it.
They're just kind of rolling it. In it.
I watched a YouTube video of a guy. He's a golf. He does golf videos. And somehow he's built up such a unique channel, and he's well-known enough that he gets invited to private clubs, and he'll play private clubs and do videos of them. He's not a member there, but somehow he gets invited to play at these elite clubs. And I can't remember the golfer's name, but he was at a club that golfer, that's his home course. That's where he practices every day. It is swimming in luxury. Like that's his office. Like whoever PGA Tour golfer was, I can't remember who it was for the life of me. That's where he goes every day to practice, work out, do his drills, play. And like in it was like the most elaborate spa, the most elaborate restaurant, the most elaborate facilities. Every like clubhouses with free stuff that you like little shacks along the golf course that had free anything you want. Like you go in there, just grab ice cream and snacks and granola bars and drinks, all free because you pay so much money to join this club. And this golfer, that's his place. And I'm wondering if the average American would go, that's interesting. Or would the average American go, it's just rich people playing golf for a living. I hope it's good because they do a good job. And I like golf enough to watch it. I will definitely watch it. I will definitely be interested in it. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is the Portland Pickles mascot is in some hot water.
Who are
water.
The Portland Pickles?
The Portland Pickles. I don't know which affiliate they're with.
What sport are they?
Baseball, minor league.
Baseball, okay.
Minor yeah. League. The Portland Pickles mascot took over the Portland Pickles Twitter site, right? And
right.
posted a certain pick, if you will, that rhymes, you know, a word that rhymes with pick that is very...
Oh, no.
It's a disgusting act, Tony.
Did they really? The Portland Pickle mascot did that?
Well, kind of. Right? Because the Portland Pickle is a green mascot. He has, you know, green hands.
Oh, no.
Right? But the way that the hand, and they explained it, says we have ended our mascot takeover. It's come to our attention that this photo can be misinterpreted as a disturbing image. Dylan, that's the Portland Pickle mascot's name, Dylan, would like to go on record and say that he was trying to give his fans a thumb up. So when you look at the photo, all you see, I mean, you can see his arm, and then you just see just the green thumb. Nothing else. No hand. Just the green thumb sticking up from the groin area.
Don't you ever see something like that and you go, come on, how did 15 people not see this?
This is 100%. It has to be 100% intentional.
It has to be intentional.
Because
right?
you first glance at this photo, you're looking at it like, yeah, that would get HR called immediately.
Absolutely. Like you see a picture like that and you go, how in the world did everyone in the organization miss this? And then you go, like you said, you think, well, maybe they didn't miss this. Maybe they absolutely knew what they were doing. Right? Here's why. Here's little old me in Nashville, Tennessee. I didn't even know there was a Portland Pickles baseball team. Now I do know there's a Portland Pickles baseball team, and that may be the reason.
Yeah. Which, by the way, awesome name. I mean, once again, awesome.
Dylan is pretty good.
Yeah,
I like
Dylan.
That.
But once again, minor league baseball is doing it right with their names.
I'm
with you now. Now that I know that there's a Portland Pickle team, I might want to get a Portland Pickle hat.
Why not? Why not get a Portland Pickle hat? Why not get one and just be wearing it? And people go, what's that hat? And you go, Portland Pickles baseball.
Yep.
And they go, really? And you go, yep. I'm a big fan. Portland Pickles baseball. Remember, it was the Montgomery Biscuits? Remember that was the team
Montgomery
we kind of
Biscuits?
A couple of years ago, they did something pretty funny. And we like, that's our new baseball team. Now then, it's the Portland Pickles.
Well, there's, what's the other one? It's like banana something?
Oh, the banana slugs.
UC Santa Cruz is
that's
the banana
UT
slugs.
Santa Cruz. Banana something. Yeah, they did the walk up thing.
Yeah, they do all the wild antics they're golfing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Portland Pickles, you have us.
Yeah.
I will search your logo. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I mean, it could have been bad as well. Or it could be really good. I don't know. But the only way I can title this is Stoners Rejoice.
Stoners Rejoice.
Yeah,
okay.
A new study published in the Journal of Natural Products concluded that marijuana may prevent COVID-19 infections.
Oh, please.
Now, I don't put this on the same page as those who are saying, hey, if you drink urine, that'll prevent COVID. But a study found that that cannabinoids block cellular entry of SARS-CoV-2.
How?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is great.
You know, people were quick to point out that, you know, should have known when Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson didn't get COVID.
No doubt. They were right this whole time.
Yeah.
God bless them.
So, yeah, apparently cannabinoids and cannabis products prevent the entry of the COVID virus into your cells.
Apparently going to need a lot of people to help do the experiments.
Yeah. Now, this isn't, we don't ha- I don't think it's in like the, what is it, the New England Journal of Medicine. That's the usually the standard that everyone goes by. I don't know if it's published in there.
Yeah, as the New England Journal of Medicine chipped in on this a little bit of info?
Maybe they're conducting studies now and just haven't came to a full conclusion. But if that's the case, you know, weed for everybody, right?
That's exactly right. Start spreading that around along with the vaccine.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should find out. I mean, are the Netherlands, is Amsterdam having issues with COVID?
Yeah, yeah. That's a great question. That is a wonderful question. Is Amsterdam in trouble with COVID? You know,
how are Colorado's numbers? Let's just look in the United States.
How about Boulder? Like, is Boulder still kicking around? Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
So, who knows? I don't know. It feels like whenever there's a problem, weed is the answer.
No doubt.
This fixes that. It reminds me of the dad in My Big Fat Greek Wedding who used Windex for everything.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, oh, you got an issue? Just have some weed. That'll fix it.
It'll fix it. Exactly. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Levin Reed's going to join us 40 past the hour. We'll talk to him about the Patriots and their matchup with the Bills, third time they're meeting this season. That is coming up on Wake Up Call. But coming up next, more information on the bizarre firing of Brian Flores that kind of baffled us all, and more information is starting to come out as to maybe there was a reason behind it. That's next on Wake Up Call.